Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, I wanted to take some time today to talk about a recent report on the increase of malware on social networking sites. You know, according to a new report by Message Labs, spammers have begun turning their attention to services such as MySpace, Facebook, and other social networking sites, trying to trick users into installing viruses, launching fraudulent websites, and deploying other types of malware throughout their computers. Is this something that you've seen?
I've definitely seen people trying to get other people to install applications, and it's logical that it would get the attention of the spammers, because if they can install malware, then they can send more spam.
Right.
I never install any of the applications. I occasionally will get a friend that says, you know, has the automatic email that says, so-and-so wants you to install the Hug application or the Laugh application or whatever, and I just do not install applications from social network sites at all. But a lot of people do, so it's a very, very fertile ground for phishers and spammers and that kind, because people already have their guard down. They don't think about this social network application as a program, and so they're not paying any attention to what they're actually doing or don't even realize what they're doing. So the social networking sites have become really good at social engineering, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, should folks trust their quote-unquote friends if they send them an application, or should it just be unknown people that they don't trust?
Well, if a person's account is compromised, then it's not the person you think it is that sent you the application
to begin with.
I can set up an account. If you haven't set up an account on MySpace, for example, I could set up an account for Matt Grant and say I'm you, and no one's going to see me. So
right. You
don't know who you're talking with on the other end until you get some context from the conversation. But you should just not ever install applications on social networking sites. It's that simple.
Okay. Now, what about friend requests? I mean, should you be careful there with regards to actually knowing the person, or isn't that going to make much of a difference?
It really, I think, depends on the social networking site and on your own personal goals. I mean, there's some people whose goal is to have more friends than anyone else in the world, and of course these really aren't friends. These are just people that accept friend requests. Other people want to maintain the quality of their profile and are going to be more picky about who they call friends and only allow actual friends to show up as friends online.
Yep.
And it really comes down to what does your profile say about you and what do you want it to say and do you care?
You know, cyber criminals have become remarkably good at obtaining social networking passwords through phishing scams. I mean, how have cyber criminals become so good at tricking users on social networking sites?
You know, phishing is just a high-tech variation of a scam that's gone on for thousands of years, and tricking someone into giving information has been done forever. So there's been a lot of time to figure out how to be very effective at this kind of social engineering, at tricking people into giving up credentials. And so it's not at all surprising that the cyber criminals don't have much trouble tricking people into giving away their Facebook or MySpace account passwords by pretending to be a Facebook page, by pretending to be a legitimate MySpace application, things like that, by saying, you know, you need to log in here for a special discount. There's just a myriad of ways to get people to give up information that they shouldn't be giving up.
Now, do you think these are the same folks that are, you know, responsible for email scams? And do you think because the social networking scams are increasing that the email scams are decreasing, or are they both just getting worse?
I think they're both just getting worse. I mean, the email scams cost virtually nothing, so why cut back on them? It's a matter of let's find new ways. And, you know, I heard a statistic that the researcher was following up on how many people actually bought from a spam run. And the number was like 1 in 10 million people actually buy from the spam. So you send out 10 million spams and you get one purchase, but what did it cost to send 10 million spams from other people's computers?
Right, exactly. Nothing. So, and do you think these are the same folks behind some of the social networking attacks?
You know, that would be pure speculation, but I think it would be a pretty good guess that, yes, the people behind the social networking scams are behind a lot of other scams.
Right. Yeah, it's probably easy to just take the same type of scam and move it to different platforms. How would you tell social networking users to protect themselves? I mean, we've talked about not downloading some of those applications. What are other ways that they might be able to stay safe?
Keep the amount of information that you share with people you don't know to a minimum. You know, it's okay to get to know somebody and make friends, but take a little bit of time on it. Don't ever share your password. I've talked to people who have these new friends in different countries, and somebody's saying, well, you know, I want your password because we're becoming good friends and I want to see who you talk to and stuff like that. And it's just a really bad idea to ever share your password. And just because someone says something, it doesn't make it true. So if you don't see that person and don't particularly know the person on the other end of your conversation, you have a little bit of caution. Understand that while most people are good, there are some bad ones out there, and the bad ones generally aren't going to take a whole bunch of time to get to know you better. So give an online friendship a little time.
Absolutely. No, this information is extremely valuable, Randy. I'll make sure not to send you any applications on your Facebook page. And if you have any questions for Randy as more and more folks start to use social networking sites, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.